This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Some exciting news yesterday out of Peoria, Arizona, when it was announced by Eric Grubner that the Padres had reached a contract extension that will keep Don Orsillo as the television play-by-play voice of the team. Or put another way, Don has been sentenced to a life without parole watching YouTube videos with Mud Grant forever
and ever.
And Don Orsillo joins us right now here on 97.3 The Fan and Ben and Woods. Donnie, congratulations. We are so, so happy for you, and I know Padres fans are ecstatic today.
Boys, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. And I want to start off by saying thanks for letting me on the show. I can't tell you if I had a dime for every time that I called Paul and asked if I can come on. And he always says, let me check. And then he comes back and he goes, nope, it's a no-go.
I said, hey, guys, Don was wondering if he could jump on, and Ben goes, I don't think so.
We got a full schedule. Yeah. We've got time at the end of the program. We just never get to him. It's like he's always standing by in the green room, and he just never makes it. Like Matt Damon on the Jimmy Kimmel show. He's always the last guest. Doesn't get on.
So frustrating. I mean, it's like, I will say this, though. He's got your back, because I have asked on numerous occasions which guy doesn't want me to come on. And he's like, I'd really rather not say.
You gotta have a gatekeeper, Donnie. I mean, you can't just let anybody on this program.
I mean, there's been so many times where I wanted to weigh in on something or talk about the game the night before.
Right.
And you guys just, you won't do it. But I really appreciate you having me on this time. And in all seriousness, couldn't be happier. I think I was here about all of 10 minutes when I started here and realized that this was incredible. The community, the city, the fan base, the organization, I just love it here. And I knew it right away. So when it became clear that my vision was to stay here for the remainder of my career, I was really kind of hoping that they felt the same way. And Eric Grubner, namely, was the guy who made it all happen very quickly, or a ridiculously quick negotiation. It wasn't a negotiation. We'll put it that way. it was unbelievable. I've never had anything like it. So it was very smooth. He was very quick in the off season, and I am just absolutely thrilled to be here and can't wait to get it going in 2025.
It's always dicey. And I think for anybody that is listening here, and you got to realize, like, we're under contract, Donnie's under contract. It's always dicey when you are in media here, because you're like, I would like to stay. And they're like, yeah, no kidding. You want to stay. Of course you want to stay. And it's this tightrope of walking of like, you want to get what you're worth, but you're also like, I'll do anything to stay here. It's just, I felt the exact same way, Donnie. It took about 15 minutes of landing here. I went, this is where I'm going to die. Period.
Your boss is like, you think I got to convince anybody else to come out here and do your job in San Diego?
I'll replace you for a quarter of what I pay you. And you're like, all right. I mean, it's a dicey proposition.
There's not a lot of leverage. In fact, there's zero leverage.
Right.
And especially on the baseball side, the major league side. I mean, there's 30 of me. Okay, so it's like when you lose your job one place, now you're down to 29 other places.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, most of these guys die in the booth before they actually retire. So you also have that into play. So really, there are very few openings. And you're well aware, as I was actually told by one of my president and CEOs years ago, that there's 100 guys outside that door who can come in here and do this, who want to come in here and do this job, and who will make, a quarter of what we pay you. So just keep that in mind before you open your mouth.
It's amazing.
And it's very true. I mean, this isn't a job, okay? It's baseball, you know? I mean, this is the toy department. So, and I'm just so thrilled that, humbled that it's worked out, and I get to do it for a long time, and especially here and with this group, I can't tell you how happy I am.
Talking to the legendary Don Orsillo here on Ben and Woods this morning, and you know, we saw the news broke yesterday during our show, and saw Kevin Acey tweet out something to the effect of, you know, Don will finish his broadcasting career here. Now, hopefully, we all hope that's no time soon. But I got to ask you, how does one get the in perpetuity contract? Because, you know, we're over here scrounging on 2-year, 3-year deals. I want the one that says Woods is going to finish his career here at 97.3 The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you this. I won't put a number on it. I'll say that it is long term. And as Eric Grubner said yesterday, the hope is that it's forever. And you do this business to get kind of a forever lifetime type contract, and you hope that someone wants to give you that. And when it happens, it's pretty incredible. And I just value it so much. I will say this: it's not a statue contract. I don't think there's going to be a statue at the end of it.
I wouldn't be so sure.
So far,
I would not be so sure.
But I will say this: I can't believe that I'm going to be able to stay here and do what we love doing here every night, and live where I live, and just be with the fans. I mean, I think that the fan base has been so incredible to me. I have to be honest, when I came here, I really kind of feared what it was going to be like starting over again with a brand new fan base after 20 years between AAA and the major leagues with another fan base. You know, I'm moving 3,000 miles. I mean, are they going to dig my act?
Right.
Probably not.
No, they did, I mean, and they have, and they do.
So it's been great, and to have the Padres recognize that is really special.
Don, I'm sure you get asked, you know, what some of your favorite moments have been in the booth, or who some of your favorite athletes have been to meet. Not going to ask you that. I'm going to go the other direction, because this is Ben and Woods.
Who are the worst?
What was your most embarrassing? What was your most embarrassing moment on the air?
I lost you guys. Not that I didn't want to answer the question, because I really didn't. Most embarrassing moment. I have to think about that. I don't have any.
Good.
Pretty much everything I do is embarrassing a lot of the times, you know, especially social media wise. I kind of embarrass myself, which I don't take myself very seriously. I don't know if you noticed. But I really enjoy the fun that we've been able to have on the air. I thought you were going to ask my favorite moment, because that was asked like a lot yesterday. And I was kind of surprised by my answer, because, you know, I got two no hitters here. The first one is always going to be very special.
Yep.
That first one in franchise history, is just, that's never going to, and who it was. And I mean, it was just great theater. And there have been so many different ones. But I have to say, the one that shocked me the most, that literally I can hear it in my voice, that I'm absolutely stunned that it just happened. And it never ends. Like, I can't close. I can't finish the call, because I just keep going on and on and on, was the Daniel Camarena grand slam.
Yeah.
And coming back from down 8-0. That, to me, I'm just stunned. And then he gets like towards, he gets past home plate, and then I go, off Max Scherzer! You know, stuff just kept coming in my head, you know, these voices, and I'm like just yelling stuff out. I'm like, wait a minute, dude, you do this for a living. Get yourself together.
Yeah, pull it together, man. That's so
good.
So
So that one, I have to say that, I mean, that stands out. It was just so unexpected and organic, I guess. But no, there's just been so many that I've enjoyed here, and I'm looking forward to so many more. I'm also thankful that I feel like I am here kind of narrating what is the best period of Padres baseball. I mean, it's kind of incredible, you know, since 1969 that there were so many years of struggle. And thankfully, I was only here for a few of them. To be here during this time period and be able to be the narrator of that is also incredible. The timing couldn't have worked out better. I just love it.
Paulie's very fast, so here it is, by the way, for anyone who can't remember. I don't know who couldn't, but here it is.
Camarena to deep right field! Camarena plays in San Diego! Are you kidding me? The Padres pitcher that just brought up from El Paso, the San Diego kid, to the grand slam! That's unbelievable!
The delay is
I couldn't close.
How about Mud losing his mud background? Was he just running around the booth?
Great. So good.
He was. I have to say the Joe Musgrove no hitter. He was you know, even more all over the place and jumping up and down and clapping and, you know, banging the desk and banging his microphone. But that one, yeah, I mean, we were both just like, what just happened? You know, and we had shots of his brother who was also losing his mind at the same time. And, you know, the stadium was losing their mind. I mean, it's just, what just happened? You know, so to me, yeah, that one stands out.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Brandon in our chat brings up the triple play call to clinch the playoffs at the end of this past season was just,
you
couldn't have possibly anticipated
never.
It either.
No, you never.
Made it, as a guy who knows broadcasting, you know, I'm sure that you have in your mind sometimes, if they do this, I'm going to say this. If they do that, and then maybe I'll say this. You can never anticipate a triple play to clinch a playoff spot.
No.
So that was the end of my 34th professional season, 10 in the minor leagues, 24 in the major leagues. And I usually do what exactly you just said. Like a player in the field defensively, you're thinking about, what if this happens, what I'm going to say. You are anticipating what could happen, and you're sort of formulating without even actually, you know, writing anything down or thinking. You're already formulating the call in your head. And none of the formulas I had in my head was a triple play to end the game and put you into the postseason. I don't know why. It should have. I mean, this guy's the first and second. I mean, nobody out. I mean, yeah. Absolutely. That's something I should have been thinking about. But I'm telling you, even at this stage of your career, when something like that happens, it's that same kind of surprise element. And I think I have that, too, in my voice, because I was like, you know, again, it's just like, what just happened? Oh, and did I screw it up? You know, did I have all three outs? Do I have all the right people? You know, and like a million things are going through your head when you make that kind of call, because you're so surprised by it. You just hope you got it right. And that's right up there too, by the way. That was a sneaky one.
One of my favorite tweets I saw yesterday, we're talking to Don Orsillo here, was a bad day to be a fish in the bay, now that Don Orsillo is going to be here for many, many
not
more.
Not so much. Not so much. A lot of casting goes on here. A lot of casting, not much catching. I have a mini yacht. It's very small. It's kind of embarrassing.
How about an upgrade now with the big, you know, the new contract?
Is that in the
plans?
Definitely the accessories on the mini yacht are going to be improving. We're going to be making that announcement soon.
Oh, good.
I don't know about a bigger boat. I kind of like the boat I have. It's very conducive to what it is I do.
That's true. Yeah, you're not having big parties and stuff on it. You know what I mean? This is just for a man to go out and fish.
Get yourself some oars, you know?
Oars.
Right. And if I do get it bigger, then you know who is going to expect to be lighted on it.
Oh, yeah.
This way, it's kind of like, sorry, there's not enough room. You know, it works.
Hey, like, Don, you ever see this clip from Jaws?
Yeah. Hey, have you ever seen Jaws? Look at this video I'm going to show you. That SLB, dude. I swear to God.
And it's not like I'm catching tuna either, by the way. I don't need a bigger boat to get this stuff onto my boat.
So. I love it, man. Well, we're so happy, Donnie, that when we saw that yesterday, none of us really had an inkling that you know, you weren't going to be here. Was there a small thought in your head? Like, I know you guys got this all worked out and everything's good now, but we have contracts too. Our contract's up in a year and a half. You have that sick sinking feeling of like, all right, what if this doesn't go my way? What am I going to do? Was that ever in consideration for you?
Always in this business. It is every time the negotiation comes up. Because I said, as I said, there's only 30 of these jobs to be had. And I have a little PTSD in this area.
Yeah, oh, big time.
I worked someplace for 15 years, 20 years with the same organization. I was at AAA for 5 years before they brought me up. So won 3 World Series rings while I was there. We're highly successful as far as the ratings went, and the fan base really liked us. So I, in some ways, in my mind, wrongly so, I felt a little bit untouchable. I got a little full of myself, you know. And I don't want to say that because I've never forgotten where I came from. But I did say to myself, boy, I can't imagine that they wouldn't bring me back next
right.
year. Only they called me in and said, we're not bringing you back next year. And I went, oh, okay.
All right. It's shocking. I'm so glad they did that to you. I hate that it happened to you, but I'm so glad that they did that to
you. Thank you, Red Sox.
That's how we feel.
Absolutely.
What was the backup career plan, though? I mean, everybody in broadcasting has a backup career plan, right?
Well, not so much. I don't have any other skills. I mean, like, I don't know. I had no other plan. I honestly thought I would be out at least a year, probably doing other sports, you know, like some college basketball, which I was doing at the time during the winters. I had 5 years of AHL experience in the minor leagues and did a lot of college hockey. So I really felt like, you know, hockey was something I probably would have to do during the winters and wanted to do. But it's just the Padres. I mean, I literally was never unemployed, which was amazing. Ron Fowler flew his plane out to Baltimore when we were on the road in September. They actually announced I wasn't coming back in August. So right. I had 5 weeks of Red Sox games to do. And the Padres, I think I signed in the middle of September. So I was not without a major league job, which was amazing. And thank him and Peter at the time for coming and aggressively recruiting me to San Diego, because I absolutely love it here, and I'm thrilled to be here for the remainder of my career.
You could open a restaurant, yeah, for real, you know.
You don't see the failures. Yeah. You only see the stuff
You only see the success.
Don, thank you so much, and congratulations to you.
Appreciate you,
thanks,
man.
Thanks. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, and I really hope that you guys will let me on when I call.
Not, I will
happen.
Set up a weekly right
happen.
Now.
Not going to happen.
I will
we'll
set
talk
up,
to you in 4 years,
I'll
Don.
Set up a weekly right now. Right now, buddy. We love you, man. We appreciate you and
all
love
right,
you.
Guys.
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much. Right back at
all right,
you.
Buddy.
There he is, Don Orsillo.